Hello and welcome.
Hello there.
To another episode, the fifth episode of Recipe
for
Disaster. Wow, that was simultaneous.
Is it already the fifth episode?
It is the fifth, I checked.
Wow, you are very good with your numbers, Pat.
This is what I do. I am Pat. Yes, that's what I was going to say next.
He is Pat, apparently, and I am still Ray.
Nice to...
And yet again.
Exactly.
It's good to be back.
It is. So, what has changed this time?
It seems that we are on a course of changes these past few episodes, and this time we are in separate places.
It's weird.
Who would have guessed? It feels weird. It is weird. It is a bit different. But then again, it was bound to happen at some point.
Ray, not having you next to me just feels wrong.
I would say the same, Pat. It just feels it just feels a bit sad, a bit daunting.
But what I did, it is. Definitely, but what I did was that I printed out your Facebook profile photo, and I framed it, and now it's sitting on my keyboard in front of my screen, so I still get to kind of look at you when I record this podcast.
So you did the sensible thing. I went to the store and bought the blow-up doll, and I sewed on your face to it from yarn, and...
This was definitely my next idea, but I if my printer had been broken, this is what I would have done.
There are only two options after all, so you either print it out or just high up a doll and make it look like your friend, and that's the...
At the end
other
of the line, whatever
would
it
be
takes, you know,
to buy one of those party pillows, you know. Like these, like, big, elongated party pillows.
Yeah. And
like, print someone's face on it, and yeah, that also works.
Yeah, they always have the weirdest. It's never like a normal face or a normal expression. It's just like weird ass picture
and
that gets printed on those pillows.
And after the podcast,
so, yeah.
You can go to bed with it. That's also nice. You can cry into it. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
You can cry. Yes. Yes, you can. I was gonna, you can cry yourself to sleep on the pillow, so it's a win-win situation.
And then feel the true warmth of a good, true friend right next to you. Yeah. Has science gone too far?
So, sometimes it has. So, for all of these aforementioned reasons, we usually are physically close to each other while we're recording.
Yes. Most of the time, I would prefer doing this live, so to say. But I mean, we are breaking new ground. You know,
we're in the phase of
experimentation
era
in
our relationship.
It's experimentation relationship. About that.
Yeah.
And the most important thing about that is to keep a clear line of communication and yeah, just like speak to each other, you know. This is where we're at. Don't mind the different microphone qualities, because it is what it is. There hasn't been any work done in the apartments down below the past few days, and an hour ago my kind neighbor decided that yes, this is a day to do some work. Oh yeah,
this is fine. In my apartment, they're cleaning the ventilation shafts.
Yeah.
So there's that's the whole reason I needed to stay home today, to let those guys in.
Uh-huh.
That's adult
that
life there for you. You need to deal with shit like this, but at least the vent's clear now.
And at least now you can breathe.
Yeah, all the dead rats and stuff are scooped out.
Oh, nice. Scooped out. That sounds like you're in some kind of rat destroying facility that has like
they took a big broom,
millions of corpses,
and a shovel.
Oh, nice!
And then just like thump, 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 thump into the sack they went. Now they're gone.
into the sack. I wonder what is that very weird sound. It's just
dead rats. You know, it reminds me of a book. It's called The Hotel on Top of the World. And it was written about a guy who worked in Tibet in a holiday.
I thought you were going to say this reminds me of a Bible.
Everything will remind you of the Bible. So that's just.
It also
that
had
just
rats,
goes without saying, really. It was. I was trying to remember the name of the. It was the not youth hostel. Holiday Inn. Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
He was working in a Holiday Inn, and they used some strong rat poison, I guess, at one point, and then the infestation, the problem went away until the summer, where the hotel, suspiciously enough, started to smell. And when they started researching, like, why is the reason, they found all these dead rats in the ventilation shafts who had died there, and come summer, with the heat, they started decomposing.
Oh.
So,
Decomposing dead stuff in the summer is not a good combination, I would say.
Talking about summer, it is. It's summer.
It is warm, it is summer, and speaking of pests in your house, yesterday evening or night, I had an epic battle pet.
Go on.
I had an absolute war against bugs.
What's going on there?
Because you know, it is summer, it's warm, I don't have ventilation or anything of that sort, so I keep my windows open most of the day for at least some respite from the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I left my room light on.
I fucked up. You fucked up.
And then I stood up from my chair. And I looked at my ceiling.
That's horrible.
And I saw bugs, but I saw smaller bugs, bigger bugs. I was about to take out the flamethrower, just burn everything in this apartment.
As you do.
I decided, yeah, as you do usually. But I decided to fight with them one by one, and that was a mistake, because now my ceiling is covered with small black splats, and I tried to fucking clean it yesterday as I went, but it's still dirty, so I have to make some time and effort to actually clean my ceiling
so
now.
So unfortunate that.
And now there's a fucking wasp in my room.
It's just all good things.
It's just, yeah. So yeah, I'm having a fucking peachy time. Thanks for asking.
Oh.
All is well.
You know, one thing you need to look out for is that if you scrub the ceiling too hard, you're going to scrub off the paint. So instead of a black spot,
that's also nice.
You will have like this weird ass smudge in the ceiling. So
yeah. I'd say it's easier. It's easier to just bring out the flamethrower and just fucking burn everything. You know?
You didn't want to suck them in the vacuum.
I didn't think about that. Thanks for the idea. I will remember it. But then again, it was 2 a.m. in the night.
Okay.
But that's actually a good idea. Damn, you're fucking smart, Pat. Come on.
No, wow. I'm a really shitty neighbor. I whenever I see like one speck of dirt in my apartment, it doesn't matter at what time. I can wake up during the night, go for a piss, and then just see like, oh, there's a bit of dust on the floor, and just get out the vacuum and vacuum the whole apartment. So
Well,
I'm a horrible person.
I'm glad I'm not your neighbor. Yeah,
I know. It's so far. No complaints.
So far, as much as you or as far as you've heard. So yeah.
Again, my neighbor did move recently, and she left crying. So I guess that might
have been that might have also been one of the reasons. Because, yeah, speaking of very thin walls and stuff, I also have gotten a...
I heard a dog.
Yes, it's my neighbor's dog outside. He also likes to chime in at some point.
That's cute.
In my day.
That's nice.
That's not cute or nice, but especially if it goes on for hours, you know.
Just wants to be a part of the podcast.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
All right, but how's life been treating you so far, man?
In the past month, to be honest, I have no idea what I have done. Somehow a month has passed. It's almost fucking September. I mean, I've straight up just been on a full-on vacation mode, I guess, and trying to prepare myself mentally for the upcoming months, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And just playing some video games as usual, some RuneScape here and there, as you do, some other stuff.
Have you been giving it a rest with the, oh my god, what we talked about last time, the, fuck me, the, oh my god, Lord. Kevin, Jesus, please.
What do you mean?
The fucking game we talked about last time, you know, the other game.
You mean Heroes 3?
No. Fuck me.
Valorant?
The other game you've sunk hours into, that goes by seasons. Yeah. For fuck.
Path of Exile?
Yes. Have you?
Yeah. Actually, as you mentioned it, the new season for Path of Exile is starting on the 18th of... No,
it's tomorrow then, yeah?
Wait. Yeah, on the 18th of August. But the funny part is that I haven't thought about it at all.
So,
playing it hasn't even crossed my mind somehow.
So you were true to your word. You said that you were kind of burned out with the game.
Dobby is free!
You're serious?
Yeah. like my friends actually had to... remind me or ask me about it, and I was like, wait, a new season is starting? Okay. So yeah, it seems that, I mean, I might try it out at some point during the season, but no big plans to go super hard on it. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Okay.
So here I am, doing the same old shit on RuneScape, still fishing. I'm not gonna say it again for the fifth episode, doing on RuneScape.
That's so funny. Wait, and let me clarify for everyone here.
Yes.
The entire time, you know, we've released an episode per month, yeah? So this is the fifth month that I've been doing this. The entire time that we've been... on this project, you constantly the only real goal in RuneScape for you has been getting the heron pet. Am I correct?
Yes.
And
sadly, yes.
No. Please, once again, for my own clarification, have you achieved the heron pet?
I am very not pleased to say that. Fuck no.
Oh my days! What can you...
I have gone down the seven circles of hell, and by now, I don't even care for the pet at all. It's now a pure point principle. I just have to beat this fucking Clown Fiesta RNG game.
Wow, it's just this is the thing you say when you decide to go for 200 mil XP.
Yeah, exactly. That's my next goal.
All right.
I have made my peace with it. It's happening, and yeah.
Okay, that's well, I admire your persistence is what I do, really.
Yeah, that's how the cookie crumbles. And as promised last episode, I did finish my hider task.
Sweet.
And I finished one more task, and now I'm halfway with my third task. So yeah.
You're a far, far better man than I am, because what I promised is that by banana. What I promised, and I do quote myself because I remember it quite vividly, is that I said that by this episode I will have gained 85 mining, which if I take the liberty to bend my words just a little bit, is what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
But I will achieve it by the time we air. Not exactly by the time we're recording it, because as of night right now, I am 84. Well, technically, you know, if I wield the dragon pickaxe and I use the special attack, then right now, for example, I'm 86. But if the special attack drains out, then it's still 84. But I promise you,
it's happening.
God as my witness, it's going to happen. I'm at the mother of mine right now. Mining my little ass off, and I have, well, let's say 200k to go.
Okay, so that's like 7 hours.
That's in the motherload mine. It seems like a fucking lifetime. Goddamn, this place.
I mean, on the upper level, it's like 35k an hour or so.
Yeah, sometimes.
If you're being kind of consistent on it, and you have the And you have the hopper upgrade, which makes your back bigger. I assume you have it.
Wait, excuse me?
No, Pat, please don't do this to me again.
Excuse me?
For like 100 or so gold nuggets, I think it was 100, you can make the pay dirt back twice the size.
You're shitting me.
I am straight up not hitting you.
Wait, let me talk to Percy, little shit, come here. Wait, what?
As a matter of fact, we are currently both playing at the same time because we are doing this episode online, so it's just a perfect time.
Kill me. I didn't know. I stopped paying attention right after I unlocked the second floor in the gem bag, and
I hope you guys can hear the absolute
anguish
in this man's voice.
Oh, and I wasted my golden nuggets! I wasted my golden nuggets on fucking gem bags! Oh my lord!
Oh my lord!
I have fucking 50!
Do you at least have the mining outfit?
Of course I do. That was the first thing. The pain. The pain.
The suffering.
The pain. I didn't know. Why is it that
darkness, my old friend.
Every time I just manage to portray such a fucking idiot picture of myself. It's these elementary things I've never heard about. It's like fucking what's next? There's a bank pin. Oh, I didn't know that. Rune light, what's that?
Did you know that you can bank in the other load mine as well?
I just ran out. Oh fuck. I'm so annoyed.
I thought you could only bank in Falador Bank.
No, I usually run to fucking Lumbridge. First I have to die, then pick up my stuff from the death's office, and then you can bank in Lumbridge. That's how I usually do it.
That's why it took me so long to get the mining levels.
And the only way you can die in the Motherload Mine is by having these rocks fall on you, which only take not too much damage. So it takes it takes time.
If you really want, you can rock cake yourself to 1 HP and then stand under the rock. Just fucking
feel like
commit suicide instantly.
Feel like a fucking idiot. Okay, well, yeah, no, I haven't. No, Ray, I have not upgraded my fucking dirt sack.
All right, well, then is your there is your hot tip for today? Just to make your sack bigger, you know.
That is what she said. I'm so annoyed. I didn't. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay, they're moving on.
And And the funny part is that usually for money, at least when I did mine 99 in MLM, the more cost efficient the clay packs were more cost efficient than the gem bags.
Last time I googled, right now it should be the other way around. The difference
Oh,
isn't
okay,
too
so it
big.
has changed.
It's not too big overall, it doesn't matter. But I think gems, at least let's say half a month ago, standing still, were slightly more valuable. So I googled that, but not how to make your fucking sack bigger. It's just so annoying.
I mean, I guess I have also failed you as a bit more experienced friend in
No, you
RuneScape
can't
that
hold
I
my hand in
did not.
everything. I mean, I still feel like slightly cheating after.
But I like holding hands.
Me too.
Makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
I still feel a little bit like cheating after taking your dragon pickaxe like way in the beginning.
I mean, you didn't take it per se. I just decided to bestow it upon you, just as a memento and a gift for all the good times, you know.
You know, but what's disappointing about all of this is that I kind of made a promise to myself that, all right, well, obviously, like I'm really pleased and grateful, and so I'm gonna use it because at the time, like buying it wasn't an option, and it was way more expensive then too. It was about the
I think
same
it
price as a
was,
bronze, but that was before some of the drop updates. So now it's like
It
two
was
mil or
before the
something there.
crash, yeah.
Yeah. So it was a lot more money
Crazy.
then, and I kind of made a promise that I'm going to return it to you. I'm going to use it to 99, or
I don't
simply
want
buy
it.
my own.
I don't want it.
But that ship has sailed, my friend, because I made an infernal out of it, so that's
Yeah.
gone.
But at least it looks cool now,
It
and has an
does.
extra,
It really
and
does.
it has an ex, and it has an extra function as well, so all is
Yeah.
well.
Because of the extra function is precisely what it is, because a big I guess a big goal or project during this last month for me has been the quarry mining granite three tick things.
The seventh circle of hell in the desert.
Actually,
The sand quarry.
what I have to say about
Have you
it
been there?
is
It sucks.
no 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 no. What I have to say is that it took me a while to get into the rhythm, but if you get the rhythm, then it's really satisfying because it's such a straightforward visual cue, you know? Once those rocks start going, then it's kind of like a domino effect. It's just bam, 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 and it's really fast, and it's really like, fuck yeah.
Once those rocks start going, I start blowing. Wait, no, that's not what you do in the quarry.
Usually not, but
Once
sometimes it can
those
happen.
rocks start going, I start showing off my amazing skills in reticking. Exactly. That's what I meant. Nice.
So getting into the cycle was all right, and I actually enjoyed it a bit more than
Did you use the metronome thingy on Runelite?
actually
Or
no
just
actually no
okay.
I
Wow,
don't
you're
really
fucking built different.
I tried to use the metronome, but it was kind of confusing for me. I used the metronome for fishing, but not for this. This is somehow you just I used the cue of your after the first like you first you start the either the fletching or the herblore cycle, and then you click on the rock. And once you see your pickaxe hit the rock, you click on another rock. No, sorry, you click on you restart the cycle. So I kind of used these markers, yeah, I mean, it seemed to work for me. But what I want to say is that what I could not master to this date is dropping the goddamn granite in between. I
Oh,
just
like
can't do it.
in the same tick basically as
I
you.
cannot do it. I can't do it. I can maybe what the pinnacle of what I achieved was maybe dropping one and then not fucking up the rhythm, but that's not sufficient by a long shot.
Was it the same with fishing? Because I think you had dropped the fish as well.
Fine. Fishing was fine. Fishing was no problem. But granted, I just can't do it. And then I read the... I got really frustrated, and I read the forums, and there was this one guy who was apparently as frustrated as me, but a bit more advanced. It was like, fuck me, I got the Infernal Cape with no worries, and I cannot get this fucking method down to... can't do it.
So basically, you're halfway to get the Infernal Cape. Nice. That's what that was also one of your promises the last episode. So
yeah.
I remember. I remember, Pat.
You were there.
I was there, literally, physically, so, next to you.
So you were.
I felt I felt your presence real close to me. Yeah. So, anyway.
So, the dropping. I just can't do it. Cannot. But I'll try. Because it's so much better than Motherload Mine. And it's even... I loved the feeling you got when you got into the rhythm. It was rewarding. It just needs a little bit more work.
Like, as soon as you hit into the circle and you like actually hit the ticks at the right time, then it feels good, to do something right, you know, in your life.
For a change, it really does.
Yeah.
It really does.
Exactly. So would you say that has been your main activity, like, gaming-wise, at least?
Gaming-wise, definitely. I haven't touched any other game. Because I've been outside for, you know, every chance I got, and then in the evenings I've been trying to play RuneScape. So I tried the Granite for, let's say, a few days. I got really frustrated and then started looking into other methods that I, you know, can get the 85 with.
Yeah.
And I wanted to try something else, something new, so I stumbled on Volcanic Mine. But that was a whole new opera of getting into that, because at the time I had less than 100 kudos. And, well, you need 150 to get access to the mine.
Oh, yeah, that's another
what is the fastest way? That is. What is the fastest way of getting kudos in...
I think you need to get the fossils, right?
Exactly. The fastest way of getting kudos is getting fossils. You can also try quests. But that's such a fucking cumbersome, artificial, weird system to have.
It's just annoying, straight up. Kudos is just annoying.
So, needed to get kudos. I've done some of the quests, and, you know, anyways, it was not going to get me there. So, yeah, fossils are your best bet. Mm-hmm. And the fastest way to get fossils would be wood gutting mushrooms. A perfectly sensible thing to do. The Scaliceps mushrooms or whatever the fuck they're called.
Scaliceps something, on the island. Yeah.
Yeah, you take an axe and you chop down mushrooms. Like, what else are you going to do? I've been doing that for a long while to get the kudos.
For eons.
It feels certainly like it feels like an eternity.
Did you manage to get it?
Yeah, I got
kudos.
It. The good thing about it was that it kind of pushed me into training Hunter, which I haven't done at all. Like, it was level 9 out of the quest thing.
Have you done the tree, the birdhouse runs?
Exactly, because it's right there. I mean, you kind of have to do it.
I mean, there are quite a few people that have gotten basically most of their XP from just the birdhouse runs.
It's so relaxed. So, yeah. It's so chill. There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine, you know. So I got my Hunter quite a few levels up. And in addition, with the completing the fossil challenges or whatever, you also get like XP lamps, and out of these lamps I got my construction and farming over 40, which I wouldn't have done otherwise, so I'm really glad.
So you're absolutely gaming.
Not really, but I'm on my way there.
I mean, you're doing activities other than mining, which is it. Yeah, that's progress, you know.
So I got the kudos. I went to the volcanic mine, and well, since I don't really have like any friends in my life,
hello, darkness, my old friend. Yeah. But you have me.
I do have you, but you're not going to do the volcanic mine with me, are you? No.
Yeah, no.
No, exactly. So I followed the Wooks solo volcanic guide for a while, and I'm still trying
isn't
to learn
there,
that.
But isn't there like a Discord or clan chat for volcanic mine?
There is, but it seems like too much of a hassle. Or I just don't know how to get into it.
Yeah.
But there is,
Was it Blast Mine? I don't know. There's so fucking 10 different mines doing everything.
I think for both, you have these designated areas where you can gather people and go.
And there's also Volcano.
Yeah.
But that needs SOTY, I think.
Yeah.
That also looks fun. But I've heard it's filled with bots and old farmers, sadly.
Yeah, I guess. But it's fairly profitable, isn't it? Killing Volcano with a group.
I think so, yeah. If you're with like a 3 or 4 man group, then yeah, it's an actual useful method, yeah.
Yeah, man, but like whenever you feel like the volcanic mine, bring some friends. I'll be more than happy to jump on board, but... until that, I'm sticking to the Wooks solo guide, which is really fun. Well, not fun. The guide is good. The activity is all right. It still beats Motherload Mine.
There's no fun allowed anyway, so...
That's true.
If you're having fun while playing video games, then you're doing something very wrong, you know?
It just feels unnatural.
It has to be filled with only the misery and depression. Because that's the only real way to enjoy something.
It should...
I feel sad.
Yes, and anxious, definitely. It should raise your level of anxiety. Yeah. Way higher than
absolutely.
It was before.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's how you only feel alive, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can stop and feel slightly better, but still empty inside.
Because you're wasting EXP. Yeah, exactly.
You know, I got that feeling, a similar feeling with, it was Alien Isolation. It's a horror game based on the Alien franchise.
That is a very good franchise, yes.
Have you played the game?
I have not played it, but I have seen quite a few like streams of it, and it was fucking horrifying because I hate in... video games or anywhere when someone chases me
I can't
do anything.
You get the feeling.
I fucking hate that feeling.
I hate
that feeling.
It is a special feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
It reminds me of the game because it's a very good game. And since it's a horror game, what makes it good is that it's scary. But it's so scary that I got like extremely anxious playing it. So I had to stop simply because I was like feeling too much anxiety. I couldn't handle it. I was like, nope, I had to take a break.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I usually don't like horror games and movies and stuff. What I talked about before feeling sad and anxious was a bit sarcastic in that sense, because I don't usually like when video games make me feel bad, you know, and that's the effect of like stuff with horror in it.
So
I mean, I can stomach horror games when I can fight back against the horror, but when it's like straight up just fucking chasing and jump scares, yeah, no thank you, I'm good.
And I feel that Alien was particularly good in that regard, because there was nothing, the monster itself, I mean the alien, it's not scary, it's just like one alien that runs fast and goes growl. It's, there's nothing special. It's not like Amnesia, Dark Descent, where it's like kind of like a scarecrow kind of like objectively scary thing. The alien, I think the concept that made it scary was simply because you were never safe. Like, even when you were reading something in-game, like a piece of history, a piece of lore, usually when you do that, you know that, all right, now I'm safe, don't care. And even in, like, Amnesia, when you got to a door or some, like, point in a level, you knew that you were safe. Like, some shit was chasing you, you went through the door, you're fine. There was never a moment like that in Alien. You, like, you were in danger constantly. So I think that's
not
what...
Not a single moment of... respite, yeah.
Exactly, and you were just terrified all the time, which is, like, you know, more realistic, sure, but it was terrifying.
It would be quite not nice to be stuck on a space station with a flesh-eating alien.
Not really, especially.
I would not enjoy it.
I could think of. I would rather be in the Motherlode mine. Let me tell you.
that's a nice comparison. Yeah,
it's not.
I mean, if I was like, if I had the equipment that Ripley had in a movie, then maybe, you know, maybe some flamethrowers, some mechs, you know, some chain guns, maybe.
Imagine carrying all that stuff around. I mean, that cannot be easy.
But the main characters in video games do it all the time, so why can't I?
I don't know. Yeah, here's a minigun, here's a chain gun, here's a fucking Gatling, a rocket launcher. Yeah, it's all in my back pocket.
They somehow fit everything in their inventory, and why shouldn't I do it, you know?
Why shouldn't?
Carry 7 assault rifles on my back, and a chainsaw, and an RPG, sure.
Enough room for an extra cheeseburger or two.
Oh, don't talk about food.
I am
right
sorry.
Now, Pat.
I am
just
sorry.
Don't do it.
I am sorry.
I have not had my pre podcast pizza this time. So yeah.
Oh, that's dreadful. What happened?
This is very sad. I mean, we also sometimes have the feeling that when you like have an activity later in the day, but you start like thinking about it at like 10 a.m. in the morning, and you can't do anything until the activity starts.
Yes, yes, that seems familiar.
Yeah, that sometimes happens, and that happened today a bit as well.
That's why always at least I wanna try to arrange that this downtime always happens after some kind of an event, because if the downtime is before, it kind of often or not, more often than not, feels like wasted time. You're just kind of like anxiously waiting for it, and then then it just, like, before you know it, the time's over, here's your event, and like the whole half the day is kind of like gone. You don't
like
know where.
You know that something's happening
later
in the evening, and the time before that, it's just like it's just a lead up or the build up to the event happening. So you
exactly, yeah.
You're in this like perpetual state of like preparing for what is yet to come, so to say, you know.
And it doesn't even help if the event itself is thoroughly enjoyable, you know, like this podcast or like meeting friends or whatever.
That's the worst part. I would understand if this event was like super important, I don't know, like a work meeting or whatever else, right? Like a funeral, you know. But but it happens even with like really nice things, as you said, doing this podcast, meeting your best friend or whatever, really, you know. It's sometimes this brain just does not make sense.
Yeah, completely. Like, I feel you, my brother. Yeah. I've gotten the same thing. But it's fortunately you can manage it by like better day planning. But it's definitely there.
I mean, it doesn't like absolutely mess up my face, but it just sometimes you just feel that you're just fucking stun locked until the thing happens, you know.
You're teddy blocked. I know.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, other than that, everything is fucking peachy.
You know what was peachy? I know I'm super late on the whole thing, but I recently finished season 3 of Gillenor Games. So much enjoyed that thing.
Yeah, that's fucking Soup RS has made an amazing series.
It's so well edited. all the camera angles, the overall build-up of the series,
the
music.
Fucking storylines, yeah, everything. It's just fucking perfectly crafted, you know.
It's just like, I feel that he's just watched a bunch of, Survivor or Bachelor or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And just copied the template, and it works to a T. It's so well made.
Who was your favorite participant?
I think I have a few. Sea Engineer, definitely.
Yeah, sure. He's cool.
His jokes are just kind of so awkward and funny, but and I really like him.
Didn't he fall out quite early this season? Or
yes,
last
yes,
season,
it is.
Like in this second episode or some shit.
Pretty early. And even in the second season, he's never been around too much. But when the time he has is quality.
Yeah. He's cool. I agree.
So Sea Engineer, all Saddle, sure, because I knew him the best before I started. Like when I started watching, he was the YouTuber that I was most familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to go with Torvesta.
Yes. My man.
I loved the thing in season 2 when they were at the JAD with Ditterbitter and when Ditter died and like he's kind of sassy, like, oh my god, I told you. he's really funny.
I don't know what it is about Torvesta, but for me personally, he's really fucking entertaining, and I'm not a fan of like PvP PKing at all, but like his other like series with his like hardcore Iron Man and stuff, they're just fucking nice, you know. And his rivalry with skill specs is just fucking it's just immaculate, you know. It's just so fucking funny at points.
It's good, and it shined out in the series too. Who else? I think these three are like my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got to give an honorable mention to Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy. Cool.
And of course, Solo Mission. Like his scheming was entertaining.
Do you mean Snake Mission?
Exactly, Snake Mission and Frames as well.
Yeah. I liked Hanani. Yeah. I think so. Hanani, he's also cool.
She's the one with the season, the everyone account, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Like that, the YouTube series is also fucking amazing. Yeah, it's a really good game show. Yeah,
I'm looking. I guess there's going to be a season 4 as well.
But I'm gonna be honest. I don't think I finished, or I think I finished season 3, but I don't remember who was the last one surviving.
Do you want me to tell you?
Was it Solo Mission again?
First of all, the last one, I think there were 5 or 4 finalists.
Yeah. I somehow have no recollection of the finals.
Solo wasn't one of them.
Okay. I mean, sure, yeah. You can spoil it there.
It came down to, I don't think I'll remember everyone, but it was Settled, Foe,
okay.
Bodhi, the victim, and Frame, I guess?
Yeah.
And V took it home.
Oh, nice. He's also pretty entertaining. I mean, I'd say the whole cast has been picked really well.
No question. No question. This is just like subjective preference. Like everyone was really top notch and kind of fitted well, and they gave like I kind of was a bit put off by season three Ditterbitter's kind of aggression or whatever. But overall,
I think,
it was really fun.
I remember Ditterbitter being somewhat the scapegoat and like the black lamb of Lassie's last season as well. So he's a bit of a controversial character.
Lamb of God.
Lamb of God.
Yeah, but it's funny. Yeah. It's funny. So that was.
But
really...
it made for good content. So yeah, that's all that matters, I guess, in the end.
Yeah, I guess. It was a really enjoyable season. Do you know what else is enjoyable? I don't know if I should say this, if it's blasphemy.
Dangerous, but sure.
And I don't remember if we've talked about this, but in World of Warcraft, which I have never played, I've no idea what's going on. Like I can't judge the content based on what's going on there.
Yeah.
There's a series called Scarab Lord. By Barney the Beekeeper, I think is the name. That was entertaining-ish. Holy hell. Really well made as well.
So is that like a YouTube series, yeah?
Yes, it's a YouTube series based on like their whatever latest expansion or whatever you call them. It's essentially a series documenting getting a pet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even though like I know nothing of... I know nothing of World of Warcraft, and it was still very much entertaining.
WoW, my favorite MMORPG.
It works well in our language. When I tried to put it in English, I felt that it was not exactly necessary.
Wow.
I don't know if you say that.
Wow.
So that was interesting as well.
I mean, I guess that goes to show how well it was produced, because it captured the interest of a person who isn't familiar with the franchise. So yeah,
which I guess is kind of like one thing you should aim for while making content, is that like I think most of Settle's audience aren't playing themselves the game.
Yeah, I'd say the craftsmanship of the video in that sense also plays a huge role on how and who see it, how people see it and who see it, because I, as far as I know, it also went viral in like other gaming communities like as well as this like huge insane MMO style grind thingies, and people were just basically just interested just because it was such an insane way to play the game, you know, in that sense.
Plus, you know, for Settle himself as well, like when he gets something, he's so happy, and you feel like, I remember like with the Mauritania series, like whenever he got an achievement, I felt more involved than sometimes during like, you know, normal movies or series. I like felt like proper, I myself felt a sense of achievement, which is something you don't really get to experience while watching.
An overwhelming sense of accomplishment, yeah,
joy.
it's an interesting facet that you bring out, yeah, because I mean maybe it leans into the parasocial aspect of like YouTube and streams and streamers and such, that you somehow feel a bit closer to the person that's making the videos. No, maybe.
Yeah, I guess.
Like with a movie or something, you see the end product and the actors, but you don't like feel the person behind it.
Yeah, and if you want to do that, you watch the behind the scenes, which I guess like
exactly.
YouTube thing is kind of like a behind the scenes sort of thing.
That's why Lord of the Rings is so like amazing still because it has this like massive catalog of these behind the scenes videos which like humanize the actors, and at the same time like they like augment the movie itself like through the actors actually being human and you seeing them outside of their role as well.
Yeah,
if you catch my drift.
Yeah, I know, man. I know what you mean. You know, talking about Lord of the Rings, since it's there,
boy.
I know. I feel like whatever we talk about, this is what we eventually come across.
We always find a way to reference the Rings. Yeah.
Is since it's for every three movies, we're starting to cross the anniversary dates. Next year, there's gonna be the anniversary of the third movie, and in honor of that, they're gonna be
years,
in honor of that, they're gonna be playing film music on proper world stage orchestras. For example, I think next fall somewhere. I don't remember if it was September or October.
Autumn.
Fall or autumn. They're going to be playing film music from the third episode in Royal Albert Hall, for example.
Oh,
which
shit.
Is something that I would give both of my kidneys to see, which I think I am gonna.
Fucking amazing.
Because I don't know if I've told you this, but I got I don't even know what to call it. I'm gonna call it getting scammed.
Scams, huh? Okay.
I'm gonna start this line of thread. I got scammed last time when I went to see Lord of the Rings film music. It was right here in our own humble home, in our own humble country.
I think I know what you mean because I also wanted to go there, but then COVID happened.
That was probably the best.
We didn't go.
I'm going to go on record and saying that COVID happening and cancelling that rendition of Lord of the Rings film music was one of the best things ever happening to this planet. It was.
Was it that bad then?
It was beyond bad. It was the artists performing were called Lords of Sound, and apparently,
oh yes, exactly.
Their niche is every kind of film music. They've done
Hans Zimmer and stuff.
Like loads of really famous film music, which Lord of the Rings is just one out of many. That itself isn't. It's not a reason to be put off, but they're definitely not focused on Lord of the Rings. They do many, and I had such like I on the extended version of the DVDs I have. I know that you know after filming, Howard Shore, the director and the composer of the music, he himself used to conduct or direct. These performances of the film music, and I knew that that was a thing, and I kind of assumed that whenever someone has licensed the right to play film music, if it works that way.
Oh, you actually thought that it's gonna be Howard Shore?
I would never think that Howard is gonna come to where we live, but I thought that whoever is gonna be doing it is definitely. I would imagine that there would be some kind of quality control. At least someone's listened to half a minute of what they're playing and went, kind of seems familiar. I cannot put it into words of how shit it was. It was lack of respect on all accounts. And I think one of the things that makes it worse is.
Which song did they play?
Which piece? Snippets. Of every a lot of the things are done with a boys' choir. These they couldn't play, but they just used their own random performers. The whole repertoire of the music has very many instruments. They have like weird ass horns and some things that are really not common. Of course, they use just the run of the mill, like violins and a few cellos and whatnot. So all right, it's a budget thing. Still okay, but first of all, when you read the book, did you read it in English or a translation of it?
I have the books. I've only read the translation. Yeah, sadly.
How do you feel about the translation?
Some of the names were a bit weird.
Exactly.
But I felt that the book and the translation itself. I think I've read all three books in our language, and then I have read like a part of the first book in English.
Okay.
Yes.
So, sorry, cut you off there.
That the translation wasn't that jarring, but the names were a bit weird.
That was what I was gonna go for. Is the translation is like, all right, nothing special, nothing too bad. It's okay, but changing names of characters, especially changing the names to something that's really childish. Because the names weren't like normal names. They were like names you would use in children's books, like Hobbit. I think that is unforgivable and unnecessary. And that was...
I guess I'd say that the names in the English version for the Hobbits, at least, are also quite childish, no? Like,
well, that's
Harry and Pippin and Frodo and...
That's a children's book. That's fine. But I don't know. I don't forgive, nor do I understand the need to translate them into another language. Why the holy sweet mother of fuck would you need to translate a name?
Those were interesting choices, in our translation. But I guess they used them to like fit into the nuances or the way our language is spoken or sounds, I guess, to make it like more like suave in that sense, or like more like hitting. I don't know.
The
maybe
eighth circle of hell is reserved for people translating
shitty
names of Lord of the Rings
shitty
characters.
Shitty translations of books.
that's the thing that I cannot get over, and I won't, and I won't forgive.
I'd say that. But the original tone or the style of the translation was pretty in line with Tolkien.
Yeah, no, the translation. I'm not going to hold anything against it. It's just the names. And for that sake alone, I will formally say fuck the translation. And fuck
okay,
the fucking Lords of
enough.
Sound. Fuck the Lords of Sound. So I sit down, I go there with my mom because we're both huge fans. And let me tell you, this is something that I've been looking
for. We were also supposed to go there with my mom and sister and such,
So we're sitting down, and I was looking forward for this for a good while, a few months. I was really psyched. I sit down, and the first thing I hear is this like over enthusiastic kind of like a person reading out loud for children this weird intonation in our language saying all these translated names, and I just my mood and my expectations just went to shit that instant. I was like,
instantly,
I was horrified, and then those fuckers started playing, and it. I guess when you've just eaten a fucking pot of shrooms, maybe, and like newly diagnosed with schizophrenia and just fucked your own goddamn sister, maybe then it will seem something familiar to the tunes they played in the movies. Maybe at least you can go, I guess that's song right there, and this is the melody.
There
I'm
are some
with.
Familiar notes.
It was
that I've heard
nothing.
Before.
It was a fucking pale, flobbery, disgusting.
Would you say it
remnant.
Was a farce?
Well, it was. I am. I'm triggered.
I can hear that, Pat. Yeah,
I am
it seems
so
that it
angry,
really hurt you.
And I really like, this just has torn open the fucking wound now all over again. I was so angry, and we left like midway. I considered like just kind of like making a statement and rising and kind of stomping off like during the performance. But my mum was kind of too polite, and so we left like during the halfway.
That sounds a bit That sounds a bit excessive.
No,
Pat,
no. In hindsight, that's something that I actually regret. Fuck those guys, because that was. But now, why did I even start talking about this? Ah, because I wanted to say that.
That you got scammed.
I was scammed.
That you got mentally scammed.
So I got mentally scammed, and also I wanted to say that next year there's going to be a proper playing of the film music, which is something that I would like to listen to. But yeah,
is
I'm going to...
Howard Shore even alive?
I think he's alive. I would really, really doubt that he's going to be anyway connected with the concert. But
alive,
Yeah, he must be
alive. He's 76 years old.
That's when life begins, mate.
Yeah, exactly. That's...
I'm going to wrap this rant up. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Yeah. But that was what I was going to say. That's what I had to say about getting scammed.
So you'd say that that you have managed to express your feelings and you are done with this topic.
I am done with this topic. No, I am done, but I'm not done with this topic. But as far as I remember, I think you've had a similar experience, not with Lord of the Rings, but getting scammed. No?
I might have an experience with almost the getting scammed, but not really. But it isn't anything like your very sad and harrowing experience, Pat. So, but how about we take a small break here?
Sure.
Maybe do whatever the fuck we want. Maybe play some tunes.
Get a heron pet.
And get. I have actually hoped that maybe if we do this podcast and I fish at the same time,
so
then
cool.
maybe Jagex will have mercy on
that
me.
That would be
but,
so cool.
But yet to see. Still, I am here and nothing is happening. So, yeah. But we are back in black, ready to roll and scroll and have a stroll down memory lane.
I actually took a shower.
That was a very long pause. I was getting a bit worried already, like, what the fuck's happening with Pat?
It's so hot.
Is he dead? Is he alive? Did he fall down his really fucking narrow stairs? Like, what the fuck is up with the stairs in your apartment, Pat? Like, why are they so steep and narrow?
Oh, because if my apartment, let me think, the official square meterage, that is a word. Yeah. Is 34. So if you're gonna squeeze two floors onto that area, the staircase needs to be fairly narrow.
Because my 34 only? Because my apartment is also like 34 or 5. I have like a studio apartment-ish thingy.
The thing is, you officially count the square meter if it's underneath a ceiling above 1.6 meters, if that makes sense. So the floor area that is in a place where the ceiling is lower, it doesn't fit the actual, you know, count. So actually, it's kind of 42 square meters, but officially it's only 34. But the staircase is really narrow,
Because every time I visit Pat's place and I see the stairs, and we're downstairs drinking beer, and the fucking toilet is upstairs, I fucking, every single time I'm down, I think I'm gonna die, like straight up.
Recite your last prayers.
Especially if you're like five beers in, you know, and then every step of the way down, you feel like, yep, this is the stairway to heaven or to hell, you know?
That's what that's the reference that I was going to make. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I mean, if you go up, then it's the stairway to heaven because the fucking the bathroom is yeah.
But if we're going to resume...
As soon as you come down, yeah, it's the highway, the stair highway of to hell.
Really hot and really dangerous.
Speaking of hot and dangerous things, and in regards to our last topic of getting scammed, I also have an interesting story, at least.
I'm all ears.
On my past few weeks or a month. So you have heard that the people get scammed on the internet, and on RuneScape especially.
No.
No way, really? Seriously? And I think I told the story about me getting scammed in the past before, right?
Our first episode. Yeah,
I think so, yeah. I opened those wounds instantly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had a new experience this time around. So we have seen many threads on Reddit and heard about it as well, how people get like social engineered on the internet and on RuneScape as well. And I also was a part of that. Scam, I guess, because I was, I think I was returning from a trip to Hydra, so I had some decent-ish stuff on me. Mm-hmm. Like, I was, like, wearing, like, a Tebow that I had from a friend of mine.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to Eldest, our clan leader.
Ooh, what a legend.
The absolute god. He lent me his Tebow, and so yeah, I was just banking in the GE, and some dude in like full fucking Andos raid stuff, Max Combat the Scythe, asked me, "Hey, could you buy me 30,000 feathers?" You know, I was like, "Yeah, sure, homie. Like, you're fetching and shit. Your GE limit is full, sure." And he told me to add him afterwards. And if he needs some more, I was like, yeah, absolutely, sure. And a few hours later, he messages me just with some, you know, like casual talk. So how is it going? What you doing? Like, how long have you played? So what's your bank value? Casually, you know. I'm like, that's an interesting way to start the relationship, but sure. And yeah, the next thing I know, he was talking to me about, fucking yesterday, it was an absolutely insane day. I fucking anti-scammed like an Elysian or like a Spectral Shield with a friend, got millions of GP in a split, so easy. Hey, do you want to join in? And I was like, this sounds very familiar. I think I have heard this spiel before, somehow, from somewhere. And I decided to just to entertain myself and the thought and to see, like, where is this gonna take me, you know? And one might say that it was a big mistake, you know? I should have just fucking locked him, and why even? But no, I was an idiot and just wanted to see what's gonna happen, you know? And then he invites me to Discord. I said, no, sorry, my friend, I don't have Discord, my bad internet, very bad, nothing works, I only have RuneScape, and that's it, you know? And it seems that he was, that was fine for him, and he told me to, yeah, so go stand into the Ferox Enclave wilderness spot on that tile, yeah, there, and log in as soon as I tell you, right? And I'm like, sure, I banked all my shit, and I went into the wildy, and as you know it, in like a few minutes, he says that, hey, yeah, log in now, and I log in, there's him, and some so-called scammers trying to lure him out of the safe zone to fucking pick up the items that they drop.
Yeah.
And as soon as I arrive, I start fucking spam clicking under me, and I click, 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 and then they start attacking me. I pray, I teleport out instantly, and I actually got loot. I was like, wow. I got 2 million GP and fucking DFS. I'm like, wow, I'm rich now. And as soon as I teleported that dude who was trying to anti-scam with me, was like, oh my god, you fucking teleported out too early, man. We could have gotten fucking a spectral shield, millions of GP, man, too early, man. Oh my god, what did you do? So he was actually like kind of mad with me that I failed his like scheme.
Interesting.
But yeah, I was like, oh, sorry, man. Oh my god, I didn't know, you know. I was getting fucking attacked and panicked, you know. And yeah, and I, for some reason, split the 5 mil with him. I guess I don't know why, because it was the scammer's money anyway, and they were all in on it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then I blocked him and left instantly. Because I just CBA to keep the charade going, and yeah.
How much did it get? It did go on for?
Like a few hours at most.
Oh, so not even a few days, or?
No. It was on the same day he messaged me in the evening. Like, hey, you want to help me? Like, you know. So yeah, it might have sounded a bit. Yeah, like it's interesting how they get to you. Like they act very, very friendly, and you know, just asking like, "Hey, do you want me to help you out? You want to help me out? We want to go raiding, you know, stuff like that." So social engineering on fucking RuneScape, and in the end, who got scammed is an actual thing.
Which is
a bit sad, you know.
It's very sad. It's also interesting that you mentioned that he kind of wanted to make you feel almost guilty,
mm-hmm.
Because of leaving too soon.
Exactly.
The scamming. That's pretty clever. It's kind of like I guess that's something some people do, is that they try to lower the self-confidence of women to be able to pick them up better or something. So this is kind of the same logic. It's like, make you feel guilty so you're more involved next time and more cooperative.
And you're more inclined to please the person.
Exactly, yeah.
And also with the promise that, oh no, we could have gotten so much more. So they hook you in that way that you don't want to disappoint the person, and you also want to get more yourself, you know.
But so let me get this straight. It was a day kind of thing in length, and yeah, you got 2.5 mil out of it.
I could have gotten 5 mil, yeah, but my but for some reason I felt that I should split with him for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Your conscience is clear, at least.
Yeah, exactly. I did my part, and I got the free 2 health and a mil out of it, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, so what a... You know, this... Because you knew from the start that it was, you know...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
This kind of reminds me of...
I mean, not as soon as he asked me to buy him Heathers, that was a logical request, because it has also happened before that the people have their GE pile limits maxed out, and they ask like the others to buy stuff for mm-hmm. them.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as he told me to add him, and then he started to do like a small talk with me and shit, I was like, that's a bit fishy, you know.
What's the bank value? That's a giveaway, isn't it?
That also, yeah, that was also like the fucking third question or some shit. So how much your bank, bro? Like, I'm like, what do you mean? Enough.
Enough.
Yeah.
This kind of reminds me of the Nigerian scam business. Because back in the day, I think it coincides with the early days of RuneScape. Not that they're correlated, it's just back in the day is what I mean. Nigerian letters, eons ago, way, 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 way back. It was a thing of, it's still a thing, but then it was a real thing. It's getting letters on your email saying that your distant cousin in Nigeria has inherited 2.5 billion and now you can get all this money. All you need to do is give a laid-back sum of 250k and then you're set for life. In really broken English.
Just sent this meager 10,000 euro or dollars to this account.
Millions in return. There's even not a question. It was, you know, most people just ignore the email, but there are a few out there who kind of try to entertain the whole thing. At least their logic is that if they go along, they keep the scammer occupied, which I guess lowers the likelihood of someone else getting scammed because the scammer is already wasting their time on the troll. But there's like an entire web page devoted to this kind of thing. And the funny thing is that they're always kind of trying to postpone the, well, obviously, like sending them money, coming up with all of these excuses why they can't. And particularly funny is that they all have a common characteristic where they say that, you know, I'm going to send you money, my man. Don't even trip, but the money is going to come. However, with the state of the economy and everything being, you know, as it is, I really need to make sure that this is you. So what I'm going to need for you is a specific set of instructions that you're going to need to comply. So I'm going to need a picture of you on a chair with a chicken on your head holding a potato, because I really need to make sure it's you. And I'm not even thinking that shit up. Like, there are, and then get the picture, and they post it on the website, and there are
that sounds fucking hilarious, though. Just
this innovative, this creative poses that the scammers are in. It's good fun.
And there's also even like YouTube channels and like Twitch streams to waste the time of scammers and just fuck with them for content. That's also pretty funny.
Pete
Boga and who else who plays these characters and apps and absolutely makes them fucking enraged. Like, don't take this iTunes card, this PayPal card, please, no, oh my god, what are they doing? They're like fucking absolutely out of their minds when this, and he's like, well, I'm just an old lady, I don't know anything, and yeah, that's fucking hilarious. Amazing. Truly, that's truly decadent.
Sometimes life is good.
But yeah, it's pretty psychopathic in my opinion, like how people engineer you for like months and to eventually scam you. That's just amazing in a bad way.
Because yeah, for you it lasted like a day, but yeah, imagine like this is, you know, a few months going in and you really kind of think you've made a friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Only to get your Tebow stolen at the end. It's pretty sad.
Because, yeah, these scammers actually invest time into you, so to say, that you, like, talk, you become, like, acquaintances, you do some content together, and they, like, invite you to, hey, I found this insane anti-scam lure method. Hey, you want to help me out, bro?
And it's sad. And
you're like, sure. Because you somewhat trust him, you know, and then you get fucking absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, this also reminds me of Donnie Brasco, I think was the movie where Johnny Depp is an undercover agent infiltrating the mafia. So he befriends this mid-level mafia guy in order to gain access to their whatever circles. And he kind of pretends to be their friend, only to expose them all in the end. That's social engineering as well.
But that's for a good cause, you know.
Sure, I'm very sure that for the scammer, at least they think it's for a good cause as well.
Sure, they rid the idiots of their money or something. I don't know. But at least as an undercover pop person, I guess the work is for the greater good in that sense.
That's what you tell yourself.
Oh yeah, what is it anyway?
We don't know.
The greater good, and who is it good for? Wow, hashtag deep. We hashtag, do not know.
Hashtag deep and hashtag Lord of the Rings.
Hashtag fuck Lords of the Sound. Or
oh yeah, Lords of the Sound. Fuck those guys. Yeah. Honestly.
Such is life. Sometimes you don't get the experience that you're expecting or hoping for, you know?
Wow. As a side note, there's a guy in MLM who's called the deflorator.
Oh, that's very violent. The deflorator, huh? Wow.
What a guy.
He must be very experienced in that aspect of life. I don't know.
He must.
I see what you mean.
Then again, I know of another certain person with a name that translates into the Son of Christ, which is one of the most badass names I've ever seen.
Wait, the Son or the Son? Son.
Offspring, Son.
Oh, yeah. Is he also in the same clan for some reason?
Yeah. What a legend. Yeah.
What an absolute god. God among men.
God among men.
Yeah. I also like the name Patarda. That's also pretty cool. Patardaya. Patardaya.
Yeah, that's
Patardage.
Interesting to pronounce. I did think of that as a negative, but I also feel that Patardaya or Patardamine is one of the favorite words in our language. My favorite words in our language.
That's the issue as well with our language, that pronouncing certain words or names in the middle of an English sentence is pretty weird.
It is pretty weird. Also, a thing you have to at least consider while naming your hypothetical child. Kind of, you want to come up with a name which is, well, at least borderline pronounceable in English.
Because
if you're
going to
go if you're going to throw in like characters only indicative to our language, the kid's going to have it's going to be a struggle.
Yeah, because I don't have anything against native names in that sense. They're very, very, very good. But in this today's globalizing world, hashtag deep yet again, you do have to take into consideration a bit how does it pronounce in like English.
Not like worst case. Yeah, worst case scenario, not even like something as, well, passable or trivial as pronunciation. Worst case scenario is that there's one name with...
Worst case Ontario.
There's one name with 50% of the letters being letters that exist only in our language. So if you're trying to fill out an ESTA, for, you know, getting access to the states. For example, it's not going to allow you to include those letters in your name.
Yeah.
So what the fuck you're going to do? You're fucked.
You just have to use the regular letters.
Yeah, and then
the, special marks, I guess.
Yeah, and then you're at the border, and you know, if the stars align and the border guard is not in a good mood, then it's gonna watch and say, like, this doesn't make any sense. This isn't
That's
right.
That's not you. That's not your not name. You.
The fuck's the squiggly thing here?
The fuck's the squiggly thing here, mate?
You all in a giggle there, mate, with the squiggly little thing, mate.
You're pushing me over the fucking line. Yeah, that's really bad.
That's really not bad. Good, is it?
Those are not good accents. I think we should stop doing them right this instant.
Especially when we actually tried to go for an American accent that didn't make special sense.
Suddenly we are at the Scottish border. Like, what's happening over there? Agreed.
God damn, that video.
I'm a what?
You're a fucking
you
wizard.
Are a wizard. And I'm just Harry. Just Harry. Yeah. I'm gonna bite your arm off. Yeah, that's really good. That's a very good video. I can recommend it to everyone who is a fan of the internet.
Oh, wow.
Wow. What has the world come to?
Oh, where do you go from here?
I guess nowhere.
God.
I mean, we have been here for quite some time already, so.
Oh, we actually have, yeah. Especially interesting because we really had very little to talk about to begin with.
I have a feeling like we haven't said a single thing in the past 2 hours.
That actually was worth saying.
That's like of any use to anyone, like in any sense.
I feel so bad about anyone who is listening.
I have no idea or a recollection what we have even talked about. And somehow 2 hours, or an hour and a half has passed.
It's just horrible. You really should consider your, I would say, social responsibility when engaged in these matters, when putting out a product into the world.
Mm-hmm.
You really should at least give a second of thought whether or not it's going to be worth digesting for the consumer, which we clearly have not done.
Yeah, I mean, there's a very famous saying in our language that in English goes something like, talking is silver, but staying silent is gold.
Which would definitely make for a much better episode, these 1.5 or 2 hours of just pure silence, than this shit that we're producing.
But they also said in Lord of the Rings that all that is gold does not glitter. So. Oh.
All those who wonder, oh my god, we're such
nerds,
are not lost.
Fucking absolute nerds. That was the poem about Aragorn, right?
Exactly, yeah. That was the one Bilbo made up for him.
Yeah.
Come September, I'm going to reread the books. Mm. Because September was when Frodo and the gang started off.
Oh wow, that's fucking super nerd shit.
I know.
Speaking of the franchise yet again, I downloaded the Lego Lord of the Rings video game.
Oh wow!
For my sister, and she and she and I have played it a bit, and that game is just so fucking. It's just so nice, you know.
Is it?
It has like jokes in it, like witty jokes that really fit into the franchise, and it has like voice lines from the movie, like the cutscenes and shit, and at the same time the game is just fucking, it just makes your blood boil.
What's the genre? Is it strategy?
No, it's a Ego, it happens in the Ego world, and it's like an RPG, or like an old school RPG side scrollery stuff.
Interesting.
It's like the old, like the camera angle is the same like in the old Mario 64, I think. Not like the OG Mario, but the Mario, I think, which was in like GameCube. So it's like a third person view.
Yes. But you're looking at the character from the back, not from their eyes. That would be first person. Yeah, I was stupid.
Yeah, and you can like move your character like around in the camera angle.
Exactly. Oh.
So yeah, it's.
That's a good shout. So far,
it is a pretty damn good game, but some of the mechanics and some certain spots in the game have made us both pretty mad at times, because we just keep failing and it just doesn't work, and the fucking controls at some point are so fucking clunky, and you know, it's fun. It's all in good fun. Yeah,
that's
good.
I am. You have piqued my interest.
Yeah.
Mm.
I can recommend it. Yeah. It's
okay.
Good.
So far, my favorite Lord of the Rings game has been Battle for Middle Earth.
Yes,
the first.
That's also good. Yeah.
But the tragic thing about that, I think it was from EA Games, or they bought it, or whatever.
EA Games.
You cannot gain access to it anymore, other than pirating. Because it's not on Steam, it's not on GOG. I think the license to sell it doesn't even exist anymore. So the game, for all intents and purposes, is gone. It's just if you can get your hands on an old torrent, then you're good. But it was such a good game, because I know that in terms of strategy, it was pretty, you know, it was fairly straightforward, and it was kind of hard to fail, but it was so well made in terms of lore, and all the main things were there.
I mean, the game mechanics and how it worked in general, it was all there, yeah.
It was all there. The problem with, for example, Battle for Middle-earth, the second part, the War in the North. Yes, it was another one that's kind of more like a hack and slash kind of game. Is that they, even though they're based on the content, they deviate from the main thing you would expect the game to be based on.
Oh yeah,
It was really, really weird and bad with the War in the North, because, all right, I'm going to play a Lord of the Rings type of game. Oh yeah, I'm going to play as Frodo. I'm going to watch Gandalf in action. No, this is a whole new other type of content. This is some war. It was sure. It might have not been wrong. I'm sure, like, battles happened elsewhere too, but that's not something you want to be focused as. It's kind of playing a Harry Potter game and playing as the fucking Dursleys on private tribe. It's like, well, you're going to have to wash the dishes soon. Like, what the fuck? I'm sure it happened, but that's not what I want to do.
I want to do fucking spells and shit.
Well, now you're going to wash the dishes and the oven next and the floor needs cleaning because Petunia is all up on her
but
shirt.
I'm just Dudley. No, it's just Dudley. You are a fucking muggle, mate.
I'm a what?
A fucking muggle.
I'm a wizard, listen, Hagrid.
I'm gonna gnaw your fucking arm off. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's weird, and with Battle for Middle Earth, the second part, it was the same. It was like battles you don't really care about. So that's
it was really
disappointing.
It was like an extended universe in that sense. Somehow.
Yeah. So which is so to this point, like Battle for Middle Earth, the first episode is The only good Lord of the Rings game, I've played.
Yeah, but I can recommend LEGO.
Okay, gonna give it
LEGO game of it, and it's also available in Steam. I think there was a sale a few weeks ago, but it's also available on the high seas. So yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It has everything that you want, basically. It has RPG elements, it has the soundtrack, it has the characters, and it goes through all the three movies.
Wonderful. Yeah. What more could you want, honestly?
What more could one want? Yeah. Also, a good aim of that franchise was the movie game for the third movie. So which was an actual like a hack and slash RPG kind of thing.
What was it called?
The Return of the King. I think so. Probably.
I haven't even heard.
That's also. I think it was also made by EA.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So it was also. It was like the accompanying video game of the movie.
Okay.
That was also pretty good.
Sounds promising. Yeah. Sounds promising. The last I played was... fuck me, I need to access my Steam to remember the name. It was called... Oh, no, I played it on...
Also, you have a controller, right?
I do have a controller, yes.
Because the Echo Lord of the Rings game, it seems to be originally made for the consoles because the controls and like the way the characters move, it seems a bit more controller friendly.
Okay, yeah, I do, yes.
And if it's pluggable into your PC, then it might be more comfier than with the keyboard, which is also it's okay to play with a keyboard, but it seems to me that the controller is better.
The last game I played was it was a hack and slash type of game where you are, and again it was like an alternate content. Oh, Shadows of Mordor.
Oh, yeah.
I know, that's not too bad. Again, you would kind of want to be right in the center of the main story, but all right, with that kind of, if you close your eyes, then it was a good game.
I also heard that if you don't think of it as a Lord of the Rings game, then it's a pretty decent hack and slash game. Yeah.
Definitely better to play with a controller. Like, everything that's hack and slash related is better with a controller.
I'm pretty sure it's better than Rings of Power as well, so yeah, that's also...
Alright.
Yeah.
What are your goals in RuneScape for next episode?
Well, I mean, I guess this is a good part to wrap up, if any.
Yeah.
You know? I'd say I do not want to promise anything yet again.
No, don't go. If you promise you cannot promise such a like a random thing like the Heron Pet. You can probably promise things that you're in full control of.
Yeah. You know? I am not gonna change my tune much yet again. I am a very boring person in this regard. I'm just gonna keep trucking along and see what life brings, you know. Just do my damn hydras, and do my damn fishes, and maybe do something else as well. Just maybe. Oh, I'd say I guess I can say that I'd really like to finish or do the Desert Treasure 2.
Oh yes, that's something. It's so funny.
We're
stuck in our own little just segments of the game, and we don't really cover anything that's relevant at the time. So yeah, obviously, forestry, haven't even touched it. Desert Trigger 2, no idea what's that about.
Haven't even touched it.
Not even with a 5 foot long stick, I haven't even touched it, I haven't even looked at it. That, yeah. Plus, I don't fill the requirements, so for me, I have an excuse.
True. At least you have an excuse, and I don't have any, so I'm just a fucking degenerate hoping for something to happen in my life.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
So you're gonna do the quest?
No promises, but I'm gonna think about it at least. Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna think about doing the quest. I'll take that.
How about you, Pat?
Anything. Well, now that the summer is, it's funny. Whenever you say that something is ending, something that you have looked forward to sometime and that's important to you, you instantly get the feeling that, oh, where did that time go? I don't feel like that. I feel that the summer has lasted for like half of my life. It has been such ages. A long summer, and it's such a good one. But now that it is ending, I am going to devote more of my time. I do feel the recreational activities for me come in kind of cycles. I have a cycle when I want to read. I have a cycle when I want to play Xbox. I have a cycle when I want to play games on my computer. Mm-hmm. RuneScape is kind of throughout. Like, that's something that I always kind of do. Sure, to varying degrees, but that's what I'm going to do. But now I do feel the onset of symptoms of a PC era.
Mm.
Now that I'm going to resume era, work. Huh? Yeah. I'm going to buy. Well, that's for another time. But I am going to definitely have more time to play. So what I'm going to promise is let's go for
85 mining.
The fuck you! I'm halfway there. No. I'm gonna achieve that by tomorrow. Let's say.
Wow. Okay.
I'm gonna
fucking chill out, bro.
Let's say 90 mining, and Desert Treasure 1. Yes, 90 mining and Desert Treasure 1 is what I will promise.
So when's our next recording? Next week? Sure.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah.
Alrighty. Wow, those are some big fucking numbers. Nice.
I would just wanna get mining done. I wanna get something done so I can move on with my life. And I know that I'm still at, you know, I'm not even close to halfway there.
Desert Treasure 2 has quite a few requirements, so.
No, Desert Treasure 1 is
oh,
what
one.
I promise.
Oh, sorry.
One,
oh
one, one, one,
I'm,
one, one,
I'm
one.
Fucking deaf. Nice. Sure.
I do feel I can do one. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm aiming for. Yeah.
DS1 is, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, no, 2 is still a bit way off.
And you can finally unlock ancient magics.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So that's what I would like to go for.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right.
Well,
here we are yet again.
This has been Still Ray.
I am Pat. It was an interesting perspective.
It was a pleasure.
Doing this thing,
and
a pleasure always.
And it was an interesting medium to be talking about very important things in our lives.
Very productive doing this through Discord, because I am a few XP drops away from 50% on my way to 85.
Wow!
So
I've caught 1,700 Harambans to no avail. So yeah, it's been good. I agree. I'm very pleased with myself. Absolutely.
Productive, definitely productive.
Sure.
And time has
flown past yet again.
It really has, like always, you know.
As it usually does when you're having fun, yeah.
So
just have fun, lol.
With you, yeah. The best of luck to you, Ray, with with your pet thing, and
I appreciate and, I appreciate the well wishes, and for you, Pat, also I wish the best of luck to unlocking the bigger bag in MLM after all these years.
Fight me.
I will fight you, yes.
God damn. Right. Oh, this enough.
I will not forget this, Pat. As soon as you feel at peace with life, I will remind you. Do you have it? And you will be in despair yet again.
Fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Fucking horrible. Alright. All right. I know officially 50% on my way to 85.
Nice.
Talk to you guys later.
Talk to
you. See
you
in September.
Probably.
And take care.
And have a nice life, and toodles!